Saving my tits and my balls, it hurts.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of The Basement Banter. Tonight is December 14th, 2020. This is Season 3, Episode 4, and we are coming to you live on our Zoom meeting right now. Say what's up, guys.
What is up?
Hi, hi, hi.
What's up, guys?
Hola.
What's going on, Sweden?
Not much, hello? Not much. It's another Monday night. That means we had another Monday night football game going on as we speak, I'm sure. As always, we usually talk about it a little later in the show when we get into our sports section. But we want to take this time to remind everybody to go on Instagram and Twitter at _basementbanter. That's where you can find all the good stuff. Like, follow, retweet, share, DM us. Slide in our DMs, slide in my DMs. That's DM. At Mr. Alex Rest. If you feel like it. And speaking of Twitter, we have some results from last week's polls, right? Remember the doc was in. We had some doctor submitted questions.
We did.
And I think we're gonna go ahead and turn it over to Houston to give us those results.
Okay. And courtesy, again, of Schmuck the Schmug Schmoozy. The first one, would you rather take a penalty kick from Cristiano Ronaldo to the face or the nuts? And the face won 74.4%. Nuts had 25%.
Nuts.
Score a 12 on one random hole every round you golf forever, or have a guy randomly follow you around calling you jackass every time you golf? That one won 78%. To 21%. Jackass. Would you rather hand feed Andy Reid after he's been locked up for 3 days with no food, or make a sex tape with Rex Ryan in which he sucks your big toe? And we determined a sex tape. The criteria is you have to be naked or at least have a bra. Someone has to be wearing a bra, either you or Rex Ryan. But the Andy Reid one won overwhelmingly 86% to 13%. Would you rather take a 105-mile-per-hour fastball to the body from Aroldis Chapman or a 95-mile-per-hour line drive on the mound from Fernando Tatis? This one was the closest one, and it ended up going towards Fernando Tatis, 52% to 48%. Very close one there. Would you rather be Santa, and let Shaq sit on your lap for 10 minutes, and he's telling you what he wants for Christmas, or attempt to block a dunk from LeBron James in the Staples Center on national TV while he's wearing a Santa suit? That one won 62%. Next one.
What the fuck?
Next one. Attempt the game-winning field goal for your favorite team in the Super Bowl as time expires, or attempt to milk the clock as the running back in the Super Bowl for your favorite team. That one was very close as well, 51% to 48%. There's some decimals in there. In case
that's closer than the one that you said was the closest.
Y'all are wrong.
Yes, Caleb, it's closer by 0.1%.
Y'all are still wrong.
You're 0.1 wrong, motherfucker.
Why would you not kick the game winner, you moron?
I'm taking the game winner. I'm going to be a fucking star, baby.
And the last one, handle your alcohol like Brandon Richter, or have the movie knowledge of Shades. Handle your alcohol like Brandon. I accidentally voted for Shades. Personally, that's why the vote was a little bit skewed, but yeah. And then I think there was one more. It was the chili one. Is chili its own thing, soup or sauce? And its own thing won by 1.2%, 48.8%.
I agree.
Had 47.6.
And you said
somebody actually voted for sauce.
We had
a couple
84 votes on that.
Hey,
votes.
Danny, did you vote for sauce?
I did, yeah.
It's in the homo.
It's in the definition. Moron. It's in the definition.
Let's see how many people voted for it. Let's do 84.
What do we have?
Actually.
3.6?
That's not the right math.
Probably two.
I had three people. I don't think I did the math right. Let's see. 84 times. It's point. You do 0.36, right?
Three people voted for sauce.
Okay, thank you.
Good math.
Quick math.
That will do it for the tolls.
All right.
Shades, I got you a Christmas present this year.
It's a big booty bitch.
It's something even more fun that I think you'll like.
Oh. Is it a pocket pussy?
No.
Pocket, oh, it's a dildo.
No.
Butt plug.
No.
Anal beads. Anal beads.
A mail-in bride.
No. It's, you guys are way off on this one.
Hey. Yeah, Zaya.
Think small, think Jewish.
Gift card. Yeah. Gift card.
A dreidel. No.
I got shades of dreidel.
A dreidel.
It was on sale at Target for $2. I was like, fuck, I gotta buy this.
Real nice.
I think I'm actually gonna get us all dreidels so we can celebrate with shades.
Dreidel night, baby.
Yeah, me and my mom and stepdad, we actually did that the other night. We had dreidel night. It was, thank you. I won some.
You gotta videotape it next time so I can see.
Tomorrow night's train night.
No one heard my comment.
Train night.
You can right. You can pretty well guess where that one's hit.
Well, that's gonna bring us to this week's COVID-19 update. Last Saturday, the FDA passed Pfizer's emergency approval, the authorization use for the vaccine in the U.S. of A. Or U.S. and A. I don't know how Borat says it. U.S. and A of A.
U.S. and A.
U.S. and A. All right. Very nice. We have the vaccine. Okay, so you get what we're saying. We got the vaccine. It was distributed over the weekend, right? We have some great logistical partners and companies here in the U.S., UPS, FedEx among them, that are doing some of the mass distribution. I believe I heard UPS was doing a majority of the East Coast and the Midwest, and FedEx was going out west. So there you go. Shots were being administered as of this morning. And so, hopefully the effort in the United States' largest vaccination process or whatever you want to call it, that has begun. So hopefully we are on the path to recovery. We are hopefully seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Got a long way to go, but, gives us a little bit of hope, hopefully. All right, that's pretty much all the news.
All right, thanks for the news there, Mr. Alex Rest. That's going to take us right into this day in world history. And first one we got here, in 1542, Princess Mary Stuart succeeds her father, James V, and becomes Queen Mary I of Scotland at just 6 days old. Thank you. In 1774, the first incident of the American Revolution happened. 400 New Hampshire militiamen successfully attacked Fort William and Mary. In 1911, Norwegian Roald Amundsen's expedition is the first to reach the South Pole. So that's pretty big news. Congrats. Probably cold down there.
Any strippers?
Probably. I mean, it's a pole. There's always strippers by a pole. In 1947, NASCAR is founded in Daytona Beach, Florida. Shout out to Tomo.
Mountain Dew was created the day after.
And then we got some famous deaths that occurred today. Vlad the Impaler in 1476 died at the age of 45.
Who's Vlad the Impaler?
He was a dude who impaled people.
Porn star.
He was like a...
He was a Vlad, porn star, but back in the day.
Vlad Dracula?
Romania. He was like, had some vampire ties or some shit. Killed people.
Is he the Impaler, or is he like Vlad the Chevy Impaler?
That's a foul. That's a what? That's a technical.
You know, like the Chevy Impala, Impaler?
But another death we had today on this day in history. Another death we had today in 1799. George Washington died at the age of 67. So shout out to George Dubb, the OG. I believe that's going to take us right into horse cock with sports.
All right. T-ball here. NBA preseason has begun. For most teams, they haven't played in a long while due to COVID. But for other teams, it's a little short stint. From the playoffs from last year, a couple big-time players are not playing yet. Like LeBron and AD still have yet to play the first preseason game, which I doubt they'll play any preseason games or the first couple regular season games. Dak is now a Wizards fan because he can't root for the same team as Shades. And if he hops on the Lakers bandwagon, he's really a bandwagon because the Lakers are filthy, which I agree, they are filthy.
You're a wizard.
Congrats, Dak.
I'm a wizard. Yeah, I think Rui Hachimura, the Japanese black dude, is my new favorite player.
Oh, nice. Getting
really
you
mad at
watch
that guy.
Your mouth, young man.
I was very mad at that man 2 years ago.
Anyways, and MLB news. Cleveland has gone soft, dropping the name of the Indians after 105 years. And it will be after the 2021 season.
Cleveland baseball team. Here they
come. Please welcome your Cleveland baseball team.
In the Indians' defense, I would also go soft after 105 years.
They should just be named the Steamers.
Steamers.
Cleveland Steamer, Urban Dictionary.
Yes, right now.
All right, Dime, you just earned yourself the Urban Dictionary thing of the day.
Yes.
Thing of the day. You spelled it
Cleveland
wrong.
Cleveland Steamer. Huh.
Go ahead, Dime.
Cleveland Steamer.
Go ahead and read that out loud.
All right. A Cleveland Steamer. A Cleveland Steamer is when one person craps on another person's chest and, very important, then sits down and rocks back and forth like a steamroller. Oh, Billy had just gotten out of the shower, so me and John gave him a Cleveland Steamer.
And I can't wait to see the fans giving each other Cleveland Steamers.
Oh my god.
Fourth and shitty here. Fucking.
Isn't that a OBJ that likes poop play?
No, that's Blumpkin.
He likes people shitting.
Yes. OBJ likes people shitting.
Oh, that's true.
I love seeing people shit.
Ooh.
What kind of promos do they have for those?
These buttons are kind of fun to press, you know?
Get your diapers. Memorabilia your diapers.
Each seat comes with one complimentary diaper built in.
What a shitty place to be.
Wet wipe.
Cleveland's a really fun shitty. I've been there before.
$3 chili dogs, I hear.
Shades, that's three.
Yeah, they got a Taco Bell that sells chili dogs.
You're three. You're 3 years old, bitch.
3 years old, bitch.
He was three years old when he fucked your mom.
Oh,
can't say that.
Some possible name changes for the Cleveland Indians. We got the Blues, the Rockers, Great Lakers, Blue Sox, Crows, and Spiders. I like the Spiders.
Really not.
Okay.
Yeah, some of the meanings behind those, the Blues, that one I don't know. It's in the link, but I was too lazy to read that.
Kind of got a good name to them. How about the Cleveland Citizens, and they just drop their whole team, and they just actually have citizens coming to play every day?
Every Cleveland game. Citizens.
They don't have players. They just have fans.
They're still considered a player if they're playing for the team, right?
Cleveland Citizens?
Up.
Well, MLB has that name patent, so that could be a possibility. The Citizens. They leaked that today.
I just I hope they don't do the Washington thing.
Oh, Cleveland baseball team, baby.
I thought they said they weren't doing that or what was the other one? The Tribe. They were getting rid of the Tribe and they weren't doing baseball team.
What does that mean for the Braves, though? Are the Braves going to change too?
Houston, can you add a beep in this?
I would just assume at this point that everything that is mildly offensive to anyone is going to change.
All right. White Sox catcher James McCann to the Mets, a 4-year deal for $40 million. What does that mean for Yachty and the deal that he wants? I heard Yachty is wanting at least, I think I saw 10 mil maybe.
Yeah, Yachty was also wanting 10 mil minimum. And Yachty, I believe, was wanting a 2-year deal, which would be basically the equivalent of McCann's except shorter. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that'll work because I think McCann's better than Yachty at this stage in his career.
Also, David Dahl, 1-year, $3 million million-dollar deal to the Rangers. And then Eddie Rosario still available for the Cardinals, question mark.
I'm going to say no.
Who will the Cardinals go out and
is
get?
Is anyone you think the Cardinals will get Cardinals will go after? They won't.
No.
They won't.
I remember when they said the Cardinals and the Marlins were in trade talks for an outfielder for the Marlins. And I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to get Stanton. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, we're going to get Yelich.
We got bum arm.
We got Big Bear.
Harrison Bader.
Wrong.
Oh, yeah.
We got Big Bear, who went on 2 years later to lead the National League in home runs and RBIs. So
after we traded him, yeah.
Yeah. Woo, go us.
Job, Cardinals.
Speaking of, like, the Cardinals and how they're kind of tanking a little bit, I saw an article the other day. Let me know what your guys' thoughts are about rather than rewarding teams that tank or don't succeed with the number one draft pick or, you know, higher draft picks, what if they reward the winning team with the high draft picks?
Oh, my God.
That way it basically takes tanking out.
So would you like any sport?
The one I saw was talking about – it was like football. So, obviously, the Jets is who they were discussing because it seems like that's what the Jets are trying to do. But they were just saying to avoid that, to avoid teams from tanking, what if you reward the winners with higher draft
but
picks?
But if you avoid tanking, their teams are still going to be bad.
If you use baseball, like we were talking about last week, how the Yankees can make a lot more money because of their network deals, so that would come into play, right? Like they'd be able to sign anyone, make an all-star team, and then win and get higher draft picks. I don't know.
Try to hate the Yankees even more. Where will I wonder where Trevor Bauer will land?
Hopefully, the Angels.
I mean, is he falling from a plane? What's happening?
Does he have a parachute?
Get the fuck out of here!
You going to Tilted?
Speaking of him, did you guys see the Bauer in the shower?
Yeah.
I was thinking about doing that, and then he posted that. Now I can't because everyone.
What is it? Explain.
It's you know, like the Elf on the Shelf, whore on a door. It was Trevor Bauer in the shower.
Did you see the one? It was Caillou in a Bayou.
I just saw that.
What about AIDS on Shades?
Oh.
That's dumb.
Cool. All right, NFL, the NFC North report. The Vikings lose to Tampa Bay, but essentially outgained them in every aspect of the game. They had the ball longer. They had more yards. Everything went their way except for, as you know them, this is where kickers go to die. And Dan Bailey missed four kicks yesterday, and I wanted to drive off a cliff. And they lost 26-14.
Instead, you drove into some guy's yard and got yelled at.
I did. Ridiculous. It's like some kind of disease, some kind of mindset that gets put into kickers' minds when they join Mike Zimmer. I don't know what it is. It's intimidation or something. The dude has missed seven straight kicks.
Well, maybe you should go kick for them then.
Maybe I will.
Unlike the Cleveland baseball team, I don't think the Minnesota Vikings allow citizens to play.
On to the Texans team report.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Cruzy. Once again, surprise, surprise to no one, the Texans lost. They got throttled by the Chicago Bears. Again, someone please help Deshaun Watson. Please, I'm begging you. Pretty please, I'm still begging you. There was one play you guys may have seen. He scrambled, avoided the pressure, threw it, wide open receiver in the end zone, and he fucking drops it. And then Deshaun actually got hurt on the next play, which shouldn't have even happened because they should have scored a touchdown. The Texans suck. Deshaun sucks. And I think I'm going to pass this over to Senor Jewboy, Mr. Shades, on the Saints team report.
Well, thanks for asking. It wasn't a great week for the Saints this week. They had a decent test in the Eagles. They did not look bad with Jalen Hurts. He definitely rose to the occasion, looked a lot better than I thought he was going to. So, you know, got to give credit where credit's due. Jalen Hurts looked good. Saints, they didn't look horrible. Michael Thomas is getting a little bit of his swagger back. And, you know, I think it's just a little bump in the road for Taysom Hill. So, hey, I'm not going to lie. I was kind of somewhat, like, maybe slimly hoping that they would maybe lose one before the playoffs. The only reason I wasn't is because a lot of big things up for grabs this year as far as playoff seeding, right? Only number one seed gets a bye. That's kind of the shitty part about it. Packers won. They're in top contention right there in the NFC. So I think it's going to be a dogfight, you know, who ends up with that number one seed. But I think it's going to help tremendously in the postseason. So that's the only downside about yesterday. But, hey, overall, I'll take it, okay? I can live with it. So there you go.
Yeah, Green Bay is always a tough place to go up to in the playoffs, too. So hopefully the Saints can pull that out because fuck the Packers.
All right.
In some other football, the Cardinals beat the New York Giants And actually now the Arizona Cardinals have as many wins at MetLife Stadium as the two teams that actually play there. The Jets are 0-3 at home, and the Giants are 2-4. So the New York teams at their home stadium are 2-7, and that's the same amount of wins as the Cardinals there. Stanny, I think you're up with the Rams team report.
What?
Rams destroyed the Patriots.
Absolutely. Get out of here, you asshole. Them.
Oh, did you want the Patriots report? You can get it.
Yeah. Why standing with the Rams report?
What do you mean?
Apparently, Stanley likes the Rams.
Well, he's a big Rams fan all of a sudden, just like he's a huge Chiefs fan all of a sudden last year.
No,
too, huh?
No, I've known for like 2 years. Stanley told me he's a Rams and Chiefs fan. That's why I gave it to him. Sorry.
We get two favorite teams now.
Okay. I mean,
well, you like the Patriots and you suck Tom Brady's dick, so there's the.
That's his same fucking team!
The Patriots and the Buccaneers?
It was last year, goddammit. The last 20 years, I'm sorry.
All right, I'll do the Chiefs report. You can talk about the Patriots then.
No, I don't want to. It's embarrassing. It's bad, okay? It's bad. I fully believe in Cam Newton. Like, he's our guy. He's a stud. New England's got to win out. Raiders have got to lose two of their last four. Bills have got to lose two of their last four. And so do the Dolphins have got to lose two of their last four. So far, that looks great, except for the Bills won. So, Bills got to lose two. Dolphins got to lose one. Raiders got to lose one. Patriots got to win out to make playoffs. First time in 12 years that New England has not won the AFC East division. Kind of fucking nuts. All good things come to an end, I guess. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, Stanny. Let's listen to how the Chiefs almost fucking lost to the goddamn Dolphins.
They almost lost to the damn Dolphins, but they didn't. Chiefs won by 6. They're down 10-0. They went up by 21 points. That's kind of how that offense works. You saw that in the playoffs last year. They went down every game and just roared back. But they win again.
And Pat Mahomes just flies under the radar throwing 3 picks. But if Kirk Cousins did that, he'd be fucking crucified.
Thank you.
And Carson Wentz.
Any quarterback in the fucking league that threw 3 picks would be crucified. But Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes threw 3 more picks than Carson Wentz
this week. Frog. Let me put ketchup on my steak. Get the fuck out of here.
You're welcome.
And Jameis Winston.
And Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston is the future of Saints football.
debatable.
Well, it's not Taysom Hill. You said so.
And he's the king of crab legs, apparently.
He loves his crab legs.
He doesn't like paying for them.
No, he does not. But that's when he was in college and he didn't get paid. Now that he's in the NFL, he does get paid. So he
shut up.
Wrong.
Someone paid him to steal them.
That makes more sense.
Who the fuck would pay somebody to go into Publix and steal some fucking crab legs?
A Florida State fan trying to keep your star player happy.
Hey, steal these and I'll pay you the equal value.
Fucking Florida man.
Mitch Trubisky? Who the fuck is that guy?
He played very well. I'm not going to lie.
Outplays Deshaun Watson and Pat Mahomes yesterday for the first time and only time ever. LOL.
Oh, wow.
Trubisky!
The MVP race is heating up. What do you guys think?
I think Aaron Rodgers is the
I really don't know at this point.
I think Aaron Rodgers is the lead candidate for the MVP this year.
Yeah, so far it's kind of like Rodgers and Mahomes. And Rodgers has, I think, 39 touchdowns, and Mahomes had 38, but Rodgers had one less pick also.
What does Trout think of that?
She hates it, clearly. Not a fan.
Is Alfred Morris up there too?
Is that a dog barking? Oh no, it ran away.
Trout said, "Fuck Aaron Rodgers."
Bushes. I don't know.
All right, NCAA foosball.
By Lovey. Good Lovey. Great guy.
Lovey Smith out at Illinois. Finally, after 5 years, he's gone.
Great guy, terrible coach. At least in college.
Incredible beard.
Yeah, he did have a good beard.
That's all we're going to say on football. Illinois is not going to make a bowl or whatever postseason is called.
Did you see something about the NCAA is allowing teams to schedule anybody they want, like after December 19th or something.
Just for like extra games or what?
I could have been wrong. I'm not sure. It says something about the NCAA is allowing teams
What? Please state your source.
Like if you don't go to a bowl game, it was on. It was on the.
That's like directly against what they wanted like 3 months ago.
It was on SB Nation.
Sexy Bitches Nation.
Well, while Shades finds that Bama destroys Arkansas, and they're heading to the SEC championship, per usual. Congrats to them.
Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, make sure you're muted.
Clemson plays Notre Dame this week, rematch part two for the ACC championship. Clemson wins, they're in. They lose, they're done. And actually, I read today, technically, they both could sit this game out because they didn't win or lose. Their rankings won't change, so they could both make the playoff. But that's like a big pussy thing to do. So
that is
not going to do that.
Schoolyard bullshit.
Gus Malzahn fired from Auburn. He's going to be a big free agent head coach out there. I'm sure you guys all saw the LSU Florida game. There was about, I think, like a minute and a half left. And LSU Florida got the stop on third down. And LSU was going to have to punt the ball. But when the Florida DB, Marco Wilson, tackled the LSU receiver, he took his shoe off and hucked that bitch 20 yards down the field. Unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, automatic first down, and 15 yards. They run one more play. They call a timeout. They kick a 57-yarder in the fog, in the swamp, to take the lead by three. I bet that Florida DB feels like shit.
He said,
Yeti!
Did you do it?
Yes.
What did it cost?
Everything.
And like Florida fans don't take that shit lightly. So that player, dude, he's probably not leaving his dorm room.
Nope.
The fans were like,
"Ooh, you suck."
Oh no. On to college basketball. Bragg and Wright's game, Illini taking on Mizzou, and they lost. And that's it.
New from the get-go.
Always ranked too high. I knew this would happen. It's always a close game with them, no matter how fucking high we're ranked or they're ranked.
And, of course, they got the draw this year to have it at their place.
Yeah, it's just a storybook fucking game right there.
Yeah, but that foul by Kofi, like, that was the dirtiest foul I've ever seen, right?
Yeah, he tried to kill him.
Terrible.
Yep. That was extremely comparable. Nickel Roby Coleman. That was the same play.
Those refs were not good. There was a couple charges on AO late in the game that were just idiotic. I truly believe if they don't call that on Kofi, we're down four. The momentum's with us. You know, they kind of just took us out of the game.
Yeah, and Adam Miller's got to come to play. He hasn't come to play the past three games. Yeah. IO with a career game, 36 points, and then whatever the fuck happened, he went brain dead the last 10 seconds and threw up a floater with five seconds left.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Like, he lost all credibility for that game. I know he had 36, but what the fuck are you doing, man?
Maybe he has dyslexia and saw what was 10 on the clock and thought it was 0-1 and had to throw something up. I don't know.
Big fan of Andre Cabello. He might be my second favorite player for the Illini this year. Really good.
Gonna be good.
He's right behind Tyler Underwood, right?
False.
Brandon has him right behind Kofi. They have the same size dick.
No.
T-ball. Demonte Williams is probably my favorite player for the Illini this year.
You know, for conditioning, I heard they tie their dicks together and do jump rope as a team.
Oh God.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's enough for me. Good night.
That'll do it for
sports. So would you guys?
Oh, go ahead.
Would you guys go with Kofi starting right now or Vashawn's Billy?
Kofi, because Kofi gets into early foul trouble. We got Georgie.
That's true. I mean, you got to start out Kofi just because of his size and shit, and then
yeah,
but he gets into foul trouble. He's a liability.
No, he can't.
His hands are like two fucking rocks.
I told my dad there has to be a montage, like a compilation out there of him just getting hit in the hand or in the face and it just bouncing off him and going somewhere.
But then, honestly, you know what? Literally, I don't. I just don't get it how he just not just grab the ball every freaking time and literally like almost break the basketball and just dunk that bitch.
Yes.
Literally dunk it on everyone. You are fucking like 7 foot tall, probably like 260. Just dunk that bitch on everyone.
Agreed.
He's a little pussy. He tries to lay the ball up. Dunk that bitch.
I'm sorry. I broke a Didio toy. I'm sorry. I broke a Didio toy.
That's Kofi.
Yeah, it is. Going to the water hole.
All right. Water likes to bet.
We like to bet. Yeah, 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 yeah. We had
fun fact. I bet on Romanian soccer today. It was so weird. Those guys fucking suck.
You goddamn degenerate.
I was driving home from Springfield this morning. I had to.
We got some bad beats of the week, and one of them, I mean, two of them are heartbreaking, but one of them just really, really will make you tear up. I mean, Dakota, you can go first.
Yeah, mine's not as bad as the one we have coming up, but Oklahoma State can go fuck themselves. Two straight weeks I've taken them, and they fuck up my parlay when they're favored. Like, what the fuck? And then I don't bet on them this week, and they decide to win the game by 40 fucking points. So, Oklahoma State, you're dead to me.
Get the fuck out of here!
Mike Gundy, you still have a cool-ass fucking mullet, but fuck your football team. Stanny, you got one for us, buddy?
Yeah. Sad, sad day. You know, have an 18 parlay out there. Bunch of covers, cover spreads, you know. Sitting there waiting, have 68, and I still have the Sunday night game to go, but didn't matter. Packers needed to win by 7.5. They won by 7.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance.
That's right, Stanny.
For a break that would make.
Rest in peace, brother.
We'll get him next time. You know, we fight hard for these parlays, throwing that money out the window. But one of those days, the money will come back.
The best part about this, always try to find the positives. We can do it again next weekend.
Or tomorrow.
It's an investment.
Or right now.
Marathon, not a sprint.
Sorry for your loss, Stanny.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry, Stanny.
Fun fact, I think I can play that song on the drums.
Excuse me?
I don't know if it would have the same.
Just use the cymbals the whole time?
I don't think there's any drums, bro.
All right, so as part of our picks from last week, let's see. B and Shades took the Steelers -2.5 against Buffalo, and Buffalo ended up winning again. Steelers lose 2 in a row. Dime gets his first win.
Dimo's on the board. Let's go. Now we go, boys. Now we go.
And now we have to choose our next game. It is either the Sunday night game, Browns and Giants, or the Monday night game, Steelers and Bengals. Oh, my God. Let's go check.
These are Saints Chiefs.
Saints Chiefs.
You guys smell that?
Nope, I'm not with you, Caleb.
Smells like Brandon eating a McRib with his ass.
Let's see. Cleveland opens as 3.5 versus the Giants.
That might be a bigger spread after tonight.
Or we have the Steelers open at 12.5 versus the Bengals. Which game we want to pick?
Well, just because it's closer, I would take the other game. But
I mean, yeah, we'll this do. This one's got to be difficult too, right?
What?
They had a win by 13.
The Bengals without Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
But
that's a tough pick. I was thinking the same thing, Dakota.
Okay.
I don't even know who the fuck their quarterback is now.
It's Carson Palmer.
This isn't 2006.
Yeah. What team hasn't he been on?
The Patriots.
Rams. The Texans.
Saints.
Oh, okay.
The Vikings.
Chiefs.
Vikings. All right. Thanks, guys. All right. See you guys. Have a good one.
You asked a question. They gave you answers.
Yeah.
Let's do the Sunday night game.
Has he only been on the Bengals and the Cardinals?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's
Who are they playing? Giants.
Yeah.
Hey, fun fact, as we speak, I just checked my FanDuel balance, and I gained $25.50, and I didn't
Let's
know what.
Go.
There was a boost for tonight. They boosted to plus 510 that Lamar Jackson and Nick Chubb would both score a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they both have two.
I put $5 on that, and it hit, and I didn't know what the fuck
the money was. Is all right. Buying shots.
Hey, there's, you know, there's also two Saturday games this week.
Yeah, I saw that.
Saturday NFL football.
It's it's better than Sunday night football where you're out of watch on Telemundo and fucking Trent.
Yeah. Later, whole FU DirecTV.
What happened there?
They make us watch. I mean, Channel 5 is gone right now. They're working out some contract dispute or something.
Yeah, with DirecTV.
Yeah, they haven't settled. They don't have a settlement yet. So everything, if you have DirecTV, you're watching on, you're either not watching the game or you're watching on Telemundo. So it's in Spanish.
Oh.
Telemundo.
Telemundo.
Watching it on Tornado.
We're going to Mondo subs. Telemundos.
I didn't know they were off of DirecTV right now.
I don't know, bro.
It's on at Telehondo's in Bartozo.
No, it's at, bingo. It's at Telemundo subs in the
Houston. That's a huge foul. Huge foul.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right, what are we going here? Browns got to win by 4 versus the Giants next week.
I'll take the Cleveland Steamers.
Oh, you're going the Cleveland Steamers? Are you killed?
They'll burn the Brown Steamers, huh?
Ooh, that's not a win for anybody. Nobody wins.
Is Danny Dimes playing? Or is he still hurt?
He's back. He actually played yesterday.
Okay. I'm going to go Giants. I'm going Giants.
I'm
going
to go with the Cleveland Steamers also.
I will also go with the citizens of Cleveland.
Thank you for doing your part.
Thanks.
Cleveland for me as well. Thank you, sir.
I'm going to have to go with Baker.
And give me a Chubb.
Give me a Chubb.
There we go. They're set. All right. Set.
Good luck. Houston poo poo.
Thank you. I'm on Giant Island.
That's a big island.
Yeah, that's Manhattan. Is that Long Island? What?
No, you said a Giant Island.
Oh.
All right, guys. Our next segment here is going to be the Basement Banter Ranter, and I believe Senor Cruzy is going to get our random order generator going. The topic we have decided to go with, we're feeling festive, y'all. We're going to go with favorite Christmas songs.
All right, and the order we're going to go in is Caleb Doe, Shades, Dime, myself, Dak, B, and BB.
All right. Oh, I guess I'm going first. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, got to be first. I'm going to be honest, I hate all fucking Christmas music because I work in retail and I hear the same 7 fucking songs all goddamn
I can't hear you, Gene Autry singing.
The most famous reindeer of all.
Reindeer.
Had a very shiny nose.
Delightful.
And if
you
saw it. You would even say it glows.
Like a light bulb.
Jades, you're up.
Well, you know, I think that I am going to have to go with my favorite holiday song, and that is going to be Oh Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
Is this it?
Dreidel. That's funny. D-R-E. Dreidel.
Who's his by?
Yeah, that's fine. Jeff's fine.
Jeff's fine.
Although this is, I had a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. The acoustic version. That was a bad. Jeff wasn't good. I take that back.
I'll save you, Shades. I'm going to go with Dominic the Donkey.
Oh, my God.
Ew. Let's go. What a sleeper. Let's go.
I figured Shades would pick that one.
Hey, it's Dominic the Donkey.
Reminds me a lot of the Donkey Punch video we like to watch.
Dymo, what a fucking pick, dude. Oh my
Shades,
God.
Don't say we.
I was going to say, that's not a we comment.
That's a you.
No, that you is like. We all watch E-Fuck.
No,
because you showed it to us.
And we did not like that. You did.
No, we liked that.
No, we liked the videos on Pornhub.
If you're talking about you and your mouse in your pocket, then yes.
Those got taken down. Those got taken down, Dime.
All right, and
something
my pick,
about a yeah. Go ahead.
And my pick, I'm going with Wham! Last Christmas.
Yeah, there's still a sleeper out there.
Another fucking terrific song that I don't get to hear.
George Michael.
Great song. Andrew Ridgeley.
You know what? I think I hear the worst version. You guys are pretty good.
Dak Attack.
All right, I'm gonna go with probably my favorite Christmas song of all time, even though it's from like I think like 2015. Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
Daddy.
Under the mistletoe.
All right, Houston. I'm going with a not common one. Most of you probably have never heard of it. Saint Brick Intro by Gucci Mane.
I've heard of this.
It's a classic.
If you're hearing my voice right now, that's because you're listening to this episode on or after Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. You see, today we got a DMCA notice, basically a copyright notice that we're not allowed to use this song that Brandon picked. So if you're hearing my voice, that's why you're hearing my voice. I want to thank you for listening because this is a pretty old episode, so I had to go back and kind of make some edits here. While we're here, go ahead and follow us at _basementbanter. Those still exist. Our socials are still there. Hopefully, we'll have some new episodes for you soon. And you know, I really do appreciate you listening to these old episodes. I'm sure it's because you love and miss us very dearly. And we thank you for listening. Otherwise, I think we should get back to the episode. All right. Thanks for listening. Back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Great Christmas song. I love seeing that with my family in front of the tree.
That's
the
not it, Chief.
That's baby making music right there.
That's a great song.
BB, you got the last pick.
All right. Classic from 1958 from your Chipmunks, the Chipmunk song, Christmas Don't Be Late.
Christmas, Christmas, here. Time for toys and time for hair.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin.
Okay, Stanny.
Alvin. Alvin! Hey!
Christmas, Christmas time for cheer. Time for cheer.
That's enough. All right. There are our favorite Christmas songs, everybody. Cool.
As always, we're going to put that up on Twitter, and you, the people, are going to vote for who had the best Christmas song.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. surprised no one took All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey.
I was going to take that. It was between Biebs and Mariah Carey.
I feel like that one is just, you know, it's a great one. It's a classic. I was overhyped.
But. I took Biebs because I'd rather do Justin Bieber than Mariah Carey.
Interesting. That's a hot take.
Not sure if I agree with that. Okay, new segment here. Actually, not really a segment, just something kind of to end the year off on a not so much a good note. So I've created this tournament bracket. We're going to call it the worst thing to happen in 2020. And I kind of have some of them down here. This is what I have so far. Let me know if we need to add anything else.
Van Halen.
Alcohol tolerance is a positive, not a negative.
What'd you say, Van Halen?
Van Halen's 1-0.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Grammar Police. Jesus.
I want to make it, you know, our sources are correct, you know.
I have a positive that happened this year.
Well, we need negatives, Caleb.
I was going to say the Mother Lovers, motherfucker.
The resurrection of the Mother Lovers?
Resurrection? No, the erection. We just showed up. We didn't die.
You were erected.
So we will make.
That's right.
We will make this.
We got the mothers are erected.
So we'll go ahead and make this bracket, and we're going to go one podcast episode at a time. We're going to go one round at a time until we get to the last one. So we're going to randomly generate this, and whatever is matched up with whatever we're going to go with. Single elimination. Here we go. Let's see who got a bye. Australian bushfires, the one seed, gets the bye.
Dude, that was the first thing to happen this year.
Yep. And then I'll snowball from there.
So, let's see.
A nice playing game there.
I mean, that's technically not a bye, is it?
I mean, not really a bye, but we don't have to vote this week with this one, I guess.
We got a playing game.
No, just go to the next. We won't vote this week, but go to the next event. We'll vote.
I say we vote.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, fuck everybody.
Okay, so we'll go one thing at a time, and then next week we'll remember the
just somebody the take a pick.
Are we taking a playing game first? Right. Is our number one, right?
Let me reintroduce it here. Okay, and we have our seeds here, and we're going to go ahead and vote and decide who moves on for the worst thing to happen in 2020. First matchup we have is a play-in game. It's the Beirut Explosion versus the Dodgers winning the World Series. Boys?
I'm going to have to go Explosion.
Yeah.
It was good to see Kershaw get a ring.
I mean, I feel like people dying is worse than the Dodgers winning the World Series. So
yeah.
I guess I'll agree with you.
Yeah. 100% agree with so far everything Beirut Explosion.
Explosion.
So we're going Beirut.
We're going Beirut.
Yeah, Dodgers deserve one finally. You know, they've been here for the past 4 years.
Kind of hard to
fuck the Dodgers, but people died, man.
Yeah. Those were crazy ass videos, man.
Yeah, they were kind of cool though, I ain't gonna lie.
100. Oh my god. Are you putting the death?
No!
Oh my god. There's not that many numbers. I don't even know the death count.
Next
was
one.
Was it ever counted?
I don't know.
The next one, we have the 8-9 seed. The Bars Closing versus the Murder Hornets. That's
fucking the Murder Hornets.
I'm going to say Bars Closing just because, knock on fucking wood here, I haven't really had any experience or run-ins with the Murder Hornets.
I mean, same. It's in the damn name.
I see you're going to knock on your door with a hornet with a Glock. What'd you say?
Yeah, with murder home is not fucking.
Yeah, with the Bars Closing,
Jehovah's Witness motherfuckers.
Yeah, but people died from murder hornets, just like the Beirut explosion.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I feel
people
like
die from people bugs die, and animals every day.
Yeah, this is true.
I could get stung by a mosquito and get AIDS.
They kill 50 people a year.
Yeah, but they're Asians. They reproduce like fucking frogs.
They have a huge population issue.
Well, I mean, with bars come restaurants.
This is the greatest conversation ever.
I say bars and the fact that businesses had to shut
if
down.
Mr. Pierce,
some people lost their
Mr.
businesses.
Mr. Pierce, reduce the surplus population.
Sex sells.
This conversation's fucking, I'm dying, bro.
All right, so bars closed. Is that the winner?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah.
It is for now.
Until I die tomorrow from a murder hornet.
All right, next one. We got the NCAA tournament getting canceled versus 61% of the U.S. population saying that we are on the verge of civil war. Which one is worse?
NCAA tournament for sure. That would have brought us together.
That would have bonded everyone. Yes. And the NCAA tournament is a gambler's paradise.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Bingo, baby.
Tournament for me.
That was the first sport to really get canceled. It kind of started from there, kind of stemmed from there.
Yeah. Snowballed, right?
NCAA tournament moves on. Next one. The five seed somehow, the coronavirus versus the World War III scares that happened at the beginning of the year. I think this
is WW3, baby.
Oh, coronavirus. Well, Caleb, I think you're sadly outnumbered here.
Could you imagine WW3? Like, oh,
yeah, God, but it never happened.
Man. It never happened
yet.
This is true.
Next one, Chadwick Boseman death versus the Blues.
It's also
after the
recent. Oh, okay. I didn't get it. I didn't get argue my side, but it's okay.
It doesn't matter. It's 6-1.
I'm gonna go
it's
with Chadwick.
Weird, huh? Fucking, well, yeah. It's kind of weird. Somebody it's kind of weird. All right, y'all
Wakanda
gotta be honest.
Forever.
Shut up. It's kind of weird that a fucking goddamn vaccine didn't show up till 3 days after the election. Wow.
Well, so yeah.
Weird. Anyways, we're not getting into that. I lost. I'll take my L.
Yeah, take your damn L, Caleb.
Yeah, why is the election not on here?
The election was an L.
Guys, I said was everything on here. We went through it.
Yeah, we did.
Damn it.
And if you guys
remember the question,
Wakanda forever.
Because he died.
Wakanda forever.
Chadwick. Chadwick's moving on. Blues, sorry, you suck.
Yeah.
There's always next year.
Next one, Kobe Bryant death versus Joe Diffie.
Kobe.
Kobe.
That's tough, but Kobe.
Kobe. It's Kobe. Kobe. I love Joe Diffie.
Remember, worst
I love
thing to happen.
Joe Diffie.
No, Joe?
Jagger Green, are you kidding Kobe. Me? Kobe. Rock from the Sun, are you kidding me?
But Kobe, R. you know, R. Kobe wasn't done with his life. Kobe. I mean, neither was Joe Diffie, but Kobe, you know.
Kobe was an icon.
Brandon, is anyone ever done with their life before they die?
I mean, no. I was,
maybe
like,
got
I'm saying,
one
like,
from Titanic.
Only one for Joe? At least give him a 69.
Very close.
RIP, RIP both.
NBA getting canceled.
That was like the best thing.
Hold on.
I'm taking Van Halen.
Hold on. This is what we're doing.
It didn't really get canceled
because I'm a rock star.
Eddie Van Halen.
Take Van Halen? I love it.
Are we playing tennis now?
This is the wrong one.
I was trying to change the thing, but you can't change it because the tournament has started.
15 love.
So Van Halen wins.
I'll take Van Halen any day.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, because
another icon.
NBA came back.
The NBA was just restarted.
It wasn't
Van
really
Van Halen, man.
The NBA can always have another season.
I'm glad Eddie it Van went Halen away, too.
Another life.
Fuck the old
he
NBA.
Could. Eddie Van Halen was fucking mission.
Next one. Next one. California
Trebek.
Fire. Was Alex
Trebek.
Death.
Trebek.
California. Trebek takes
by 1,000.
By 1,000, man.
But the more people died in the California fires than the Alex Trebek death.
Yeah, but Alex
how do you know?
Trebek. You
what if there's asshole. What if there's 1,000 people named Alex Trebek?
Yeah, but Alex Trebek united this country.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
What is sad for 1,000?
What is sad for 1,000?
What is delete your account for free?
And then are we gonna do this one just to make it even?
Yeah.
All right, it's the Beirut explosion versus the Australian bushfires.
The explosion.
Bushfire.
I'll take
I'm gonna go fire.
Explosion.
Gotta go the explosion too.
I'm going fire.
I'm going
the fire. Is already growing back.
It's 3-3.
Wildlife growing green.
Shades
right
is the decider.
Shades
3-3.
Pause, big brother.
Still awake.
The explosion.
Thank you.
Explosion wins on the last second.
Explosion on your mom.
The last second bomb. They win.
I'm taking that one for the win.
Too soon there, Cruzy. Too soon.
The only explosion I love is a good romance explosion.
Please explain.
Do you know what a romance explosion is?
Yes. Do not. Please explain.
It's when you start making love and you be stroking and okay. something just happens. Something, you know, I was going to say comes out, but that's probably a little bit too
vulgar. Too... Yes.
So one would ejaculate.
Ah, there you go.
Right.
Ah.
Very good. Very good. Romance explosion.
Good.
Okay. We're all PG-13 shades. We're above 13. You can say. Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
Actually, yes. Brandon is the only one that's bigger than 13.
T-ball.
Negatory.
Why is no one else laughing at this?
Yes, our nipple straws.
Yeah. Our nipple. I don't even want to argue anymore. I'm done.
Come on. I don't want to argue anymore.
It's 9:30. I'm old as fuck.
That's on you, Saws.
Got you there.
I'm a whole 5 days older in Houston. Fuck that guy.
True.
Four. Probably closer to three.
Look, see, Alzheimer's. I can't even fucking count anymore.
I feel like we've done the pants or socks on first.
Who? You're a psychopath if you put pants on before socks.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I do.
Would you?
I mean, shorts though.
No, I mean sometimes like my feet might be still wet. So,
just the fact of trying to put on jeans without socks.
What? Get over yourself.
What are you talking about? Get over myself.
It's a weird. It's kind of a weird feeling.
It is because the end of the jeans get caught in your toenails and like. Ooh.
Ow. Trim your toenails, you fucking monkey.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, it goes boxers, left sock, right sock, pants.
What? I go no. pants, right I go sock, pants, okay. sock, ah, pants,
I
go
and boxers. I can vibe with that.
Boxers go, over pants.
Boxers, right sock, left sock, pants.
Do you stand no. up? Do you stand up and put socks on or sit down?
Sit down. I always sit down.
Because I gotta apply foot powder.
Stand. I love hopping around on one foot.
No, that's me with no. tennis shoes. Since I never untie my shoes.
You put the pants on first, and then you put your socks on.
What?
How did I know you were going to be the motherfucker to say that?
That's exactly what my dad does, and he's 56 years old.
This conversation right here is a fucking podcast.
I got to put on my trousers.
Yeah, you put your don't because then you're walking around in your fucking boxers and socks. That looks weird.
Why
no,
are you
doesn't.
Walking around what? And down to put your fucking pants and shoes on, you jackass,
dude? Oh my god, you guys are doing it wrong. Put your boxers on.
You're not doing it.
You're the one doing it wrong, Bob.
No. Put your socks.
Change your ways. You might
your boxers on. Then your jeans, pants, whatever the fuck, shorts. Then put the socks on.
No.
God, you are fucking silly.
No.
Hey, oh god, here, man.
I mean, most times your boxers are right next to your socks anyway. So just grab a pair of boxers, grab a pair of socks, boom, 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 and go find your pants.
Yes. No, hey, I agree 100% right there, actually.
That's a horrible fucking take.
Look at that ass. Look at Dakota's ass right now. Everyone pause.
Step bro, I'm stuck.
Appreciate it.
Oh, good form.
Dude, you've got a fatty.
I got a question. I got a question.
Huge butt.
Do you tuck in your shirt and then put your belt on? Or do you like put your pants on, then your belt, and then put your shirt on and tuck it in?
One more time.
Try that again.
I always go pants first.
Do you put your belt in your pants before like you tuck in your shirt? Nope. Are you like tucking your shirt?
If it's dress clothes, I put my shirt on first.
That's exactly how I thought about it.
No.
How I thought about it. B, tuck in your shirt first, and then
no,
and then
no.
apply the belt.
No.
Yes.
No. Or do you have the
dress
have
clothes
the
for dress clothes like for?
Or do you, have, clothes, or do you have the belt
but for everything else? No.
I have the belt in the on the pants, but like all the way undone with the zipper.
Yes.
And then
yes.
I put the shirt in and then tighten everything up.
Yes.
I agree with that.
You don't tighten your pants and then tuck your shirt in. That's just crazy.
Yeah, but
that's not what I was asking.
You do that?
You're saying you're not having pants on at all before you put on your shirt.
No, you have your pants on, but you don't have the belt in there at all. And then you tuck it.
Well, that's weird.
Your shirt. I'm just asking. Why is that weird? Why is that any different?
Normally, I put my belt on my pants before I even put my pants on.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Wait, you can just slide your pants up. Wait, no, Dime.
What are we talking about?
No, Dime. No, don't do that.
What are we talking about?
No.
Or you could have your shirt tucked in, and then you apply the belt through the pant loop.
Oh my God, you guys are confusing.
This is just way too many options.
Okay, no, so if my belt,
two, there's only two options.
No. If your belt's off of your pants, you put your pants on, then you put the belt on, then you undo everything to make sure it's undone, then you tuck in your shirt, and then you tighten everything.
That's a way to go.
We're talking about belt with tucking a shirt in.
Yes. What order?
Yeah, I'm with Cruzy. I do everything up, and then I unbutton and unzip my pants, undo the belt so it's hanging wide open, tuck in the shirt, and then do it up.
No.
Because, I mean, buttoning and zipping your pants without a belt on, it's you got to bend over to pick up your belt anyway, then everything comes undone.
No, it does not.
Why don't you have a bigger butt like the rest of us, you asshole?
You got no wagon.
Yeah, I got that cake. I can put my pants up all around my
Agreed.
I never had an ass, okay? Sorry.
You I got two of them in my house.
Up till about fucking freshman year, you did too, you fat ass motherfucker.
Whoa, Caleb.
Okay.
I thought
no, you really feel Caleb.
Okay, just to rephrase, I said up until then.
That's better.
Thank you. That's what I said the first time. What do you mean that's better? After that, you know, Dymo, best looking one out of the whole group. So what are you gonna do?
Oh man, Ray. Oh my God. Any local nudes?
Mother lovers.
Applebee's open yet?
They're very close. It looks very close.
Yeah. First of the year, what do you think?
Mother lovers.
Maybe second of the year.
What Applebee's?
Second of the year.
Applebee's and Breeze. Don't even say you had no idea there's an Applebee's going up in Breeze.
Danny, do you know where – oh, my God. Do you even know where Breeze is?
No, it's south of Highlands.
Somewhere east of Missouri.
Okay, that's a good start. Good start.
That's it. That's all I know.
Okay. I need to talk to your geography teacher.
It's a few breezes away from St. Louis.
Oh my God. One second.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. I have some positive news.
Oh yeah?
Yep.
Hopefully it's not Corona.
Let's hear it.
Suck my ass.
The mother lovers. Sorry guys. I'm going to plug that every week.
Do it.
I did it. It's plugged.
Ooh,
it's
you
plugged.
Suck.
It's plugged. It's plugged better than Stacy's asshole.
Oh.
With Mars pancake.
I'll see Mars pancake in the fucking camera.
Oh, hey, Mom.
Leave the door comment. We were talking about the dark web. And Shade said, the dark web is a really dark place.
No shit.
Ba-dunch.
Thank you, Shades.
Wait, Dime, that's my job. That's
Shades is asleep.
I'm here.
Oh, he's here.
But it's past 9 o'clock.
Hurry up. 1 minute left.
I got a quick shout out. My mom's birthday is Wednesday. So wishing her happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Terry.
My mom's birthday.
Birthday, Mrs. Stanfield.
Oh, happy birthday. Angie's birthday today, right?
Happy birthday, everybody.
A lot of birthdays. Yeah. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Awesome. Shout out your man.
Finish the shades.
From Basement Banner to you. Hey.
It's MILF week, baby. Woo. All right. We love you guys.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Thanks for tuning in this week, guys.
All right, buddy.
Check out the polls. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Listen to us on Spotify. Zlatan Sweden, we love you guys. Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday, brother.
I apologize for being an asshole. Not really.
Hey.
Yeah.